News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Monday update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince here, and we continue rolling in that guest.
Absolutely. Today I have with me another board member. Jarvis Parsons, the district attorney for Brazos County, is with me today to talk a little bit about his perspective on joining United Way a few years ago and being involved in our board, as well as just the value that he sees that United Way brings to the community. So I'll let you start, Jarvis.
Yeah, well, Allison really brings in the heavy hitters towards the end of the campaign, doesn't she?
No, it's been really good. So I have a lot of fun on the United Way board. It's been great. I kind of was asked in the very beginning, would you like to be a part of it? And I didn't really know what United Way was about. And then once they started explaining to me kind of what they do and how they're kind of almost they make everybody better in the community, from 211 to places like Project Unity to other organizations. They just make them better and allow them to us to be able to affect a lot of change for a lot of people. So I'm thrilled to be on the board.
The opportunity also to interact with people not only in the public sector but the private sector as well.
Absolutely. So even people on the board, from people like General Ramirez to people in the private sector, and basically saying, look, here's what we want to do. Do we want to make a safer community? How do we do that? Because we're only as strong as our weakest links. And so United Way makes us a better, safer community. And obviously I'm interested in that, because being the district attorney, safer communities are better for us. It's better for the people as a whole, and basically puts Brazos County on the map in the sense that we want to make sure that we're one of the safest places to be and one of the best places for quality of life. So,
as we're now winding down the annual community campaign, your best pitch out there as today's United Way, the Brazos Valley cheerleader, to get folks to go to the website or mail in a check?
Well, I think if I put my cheerleading hat on, the best way to make your community better is to invest in it. And you can invest through time, you can invest your treasure, but it's one of the few, United Way is one of the few places where you can invest a little bit of your treasure and it goes a long way. 84% of what you invest goes right back into the community, and you can see the change. Everything from financial stability to 211 to all these different agencies, they're all working towards solutions for our most complicated problems. And so you could go and invest in one agency and solve just one piece of the problem, or you can invest in United Way and help to solve all the problems in the Brazos Valley. And if we can do that, and we can make sure that people who need have basic needs taken care of, if we can make sure that they know how to make sure they're financially stable, if we can do those things, then we can really say that we have done a lot with what we've been given. So like they say, that with much power, there's much responsibility. And so I think United Way allows us to really help people in need.
Visiting with Jarvis Parsons, the Brazos County District Attorney, also on United Way of the Brazos Valley Board. Talk about the accountability factor, not only among the agencies, but even staff with United Way, even with the board of United Way, to do the most good.
Yes, the board is a diverse group of people, and a lot of people who are way smarter than me, looking at the financials, making sure that every dollar is well spent. Not only that it's well spent and that we're making an accounting for it, but we're strategic about where we want to be and what we want to do. And it's also investing in the future. So things like the youth leadership cabinet, it allows us basically to put a hand out and say, here's where we want to go. And not only for today, 2016, but 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, we're growing leaders. And so all of that is kind of overseen by the board of directors. And so everyone from Doug French, who's on the board, to General Ramirez, who's on the board, to a number of different people who are financial gurus and geniuses, make sure that we are making our money accountable to the community.
I want to bring Allison back in, because I think Jarvis is a little modest when it comes to gurus and so forth.
Oh, I could just drop the mic. He did a great job explaining it. I mean, he did a great job being a cheerleader. You know, I love everything that he said, and is especially also about the board, because, you know, the board does an amazing job of it has a big responsibility as well. They have an ethical and a moral and a legal obligation to the organization. And they take that very seriously. And even this month, we're going to talk about that at our board meeting in just a couple of days, going over, reviewing over all of our responsibilities, making sure that everyone is aware of that, making sure that they take that role seriously and that responsibility seriously, and that we are good stewards to our community. We're an organization that is made up of lots of different donors, over 3,500 donors to United Way in a given year. And that means a lot of people might not give a ton of money, but they are trusting us, and we take that responsibility very seriously. Yeah, our board is an amazing group. I'm very proud to work with them. Diverse is a good way to talk about it. We've got, and that means from lots of different industries, from lots of different backgrounds. We've got professionals from A&M. We've got professionals from small businesses, from large corporations, from city development and community development minded. We aren't just thinking about the finances, but also the strategies and the best ways to partner and work together to build a stronger community. And Jarvis said it right, that working together is how we do it. No one organization has the answers. No one person can fund those answers. It takes working together, and it takes working across the community in order to change the community.
Jarvis, what else have I missed you want to get in here?
I think that Allison hit it on the head. I mean, if you want to invest and be strategic about your money and making a difference in your own communities, like, you can send stuff off nationwide and do things, and that's great, and we support that. But if you want to better your community, there is really no better way to do it than United Way. It is a great organization. It is well-run. It is people who care about what's going on here in the Brazos Valley. And I can't recommend it enough. It is a chance to really make a difference here in Brazos, in the Brazos Valley.
Jarvis is about ready to start pounding the podium.
I know, he is. It's his closing arguments right there.
Exactly. Let's remind listeners how to go about to make a contribution at this late stage of the community campaign.
Absolutely. It's still not too late. And even if you miss the cutoff date, it's never too late to make a gift, because as soon as our cutoff date for this campaign ends, the next campaign starts. So it will continually be invested. It's just a matter of a date on a calendar is really what it is. But you can always make a gift by visiting our website, uwbv.org. Just click the donate button in the top right-hand corner. You can text a gift to the word stronger. Text the word stronger united. That's one word. Autocorrect will make it two. Just make it one. To the number 41444, and you can make a gift that way. Or you can always come by our office. However, connect with us on Facebook, whatever. We make it as easy as possible.
Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley President, Jarvis Parsons, Brazos County District Attorney, also a member of the United Way of the Brazos Valley Board, with us on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.